This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan tonight. Texas Tech, get it started in the best of three series for the College World Series Championship. But right now, we bring to you seven-time NBA champion, our NBA Finals insider. It's Robert Horry, and he is, of course, brought to you by betonline.ag. Robert, how are you doing this morning?
Man, I am blessed. How you doing?
Well, we get more NBA action right now. We won the draft lottery, so we get Cooper Flagg, and we get to talk to you. So what's not to like?
Oh man, you got a point by that. Now, the fact that you got the number one pick, Cooper Flagg, coming in there. You know, we don't know yet if that's who y'all going to draft. But yeah, you know, Cooper Flagg. When you watched the players play, this kid is legit. And when you talk about players, I say this: he's a true player. I mean, he can play offense and defense. So you got a real one if y'all draft him.
Okay, don't put that last part on it. We've had a hard time these last few months where anything and anything can happen. So don't tell me they're going to trade it away from KD. I'm going to pass out in my chair. Don't do that to us.
Hey, they might trade it away for Giannis. Who knows?
Oh, man.
All right, I can kind of live with that a little bit more. By the way, Robert Horry brought to you courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props.
Robert, I'm going to ask you some more Mavs questions in a minute, but I just recently saw the video where you explained why you threw the towel in Danny Ainge's face. And I laughed because I love those stories. And so I understand, though, we watched Danny Ainge back in the day. We understand why people hated him.
I would throw a towel at him, too.
What I don't understand is why people hate Tyrese Halliburton. Can you help me figure out what it is about him or his game that people don't like?
You know, when you watch people's games, every player game kind of looks the same. I mean, the shot looks the same. If you watch Halliburton game, it's ugly.
Okay.
His shot is ugly. He's skinny. He's always smiling. And people just hate happy people.
I can see that.
Look around and say, he has an ugly game. He got a gold medal and didn't do anything. He makes $40 million a year. He's just the poster child of hate. And I don't know why people hate him, because who says, you know, his game is ugly? It works. It's effective. And I think that's.
Oh. And that was it. That was get out of Robert Horry.
Okay, man. At least I heard the noise.
It started hot too. Like that was good.
That was an amazing disconnect noise. It was like boom. It sounded like the phone dropped or something. And I hear what he's saying. I will say, at least for the gold medal, I thought the way he handled that was incredible.
Genius.
When he was like, "When you get an A on that team project and you didn't do nothing," like. He admitted it, and I would have thought, because I knew you made this point back when it happened, I would have thought that, like, people would have been like, that's nice. I like that. That's relatable.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was feeling, is that would be something relatable to other people who've experienced that before, because we've experienced that before.
Do you think it's possible that it was Danny Ainge that cut the line? All right, we've got Robert back. Robert, do you think Danny Ainge heard your answer to the first part and cut the line and tried to break this conversation up?
I think so. You know, it was an ugly connection, like Halliburton's game. and Danny just hates. You know, he's just a hater. He's sitting up there in Utah wondering how he can get the players in Utah. Nobody's come to Utah and play. Just ask Vernon Maxwell.
Man, I love it. So we were talking about, obviously, you can find plenty of this info and the prop bets and everything like that on Bet Online. Are you surprised that this is such an overwhelming kind of betting situation? Like, the Pacers are the biggest underdogs in 7 years, and even though they have played very well to get here, it feels like not a lot of folks believe in them to win this NBA final.
Because they're not the sexy team.
Right.
You know, you don't have the MVP. You don't have a unicorn like Chet. You look at this team, you got Halliburton, who has an ugly game, and you look at Siakam, who won, you know, he's won a championship, and that's the one thing you have to look at. I think, to me, Carlisle is one of the most underrated coaches that's been in this game. You know, he's a former player, played on multiple teams. He's won a championship before. I think that's the one thing you have to look at and be like, yo, man, they got the pedigree. And if you look down their roster, each one of their guys can play defense. There's not a weak link out there on the floor at any time. So don't underestimate the Pacers. If they win this, I won't be shocked.
Now, you mentioned the defense. Oklahoma City is also an excellent defensive team. Are there concerns that some of these games might turn off some of the viewers because they're like, hey, it was 84 to 82, like those old Pistons Spurs series?
You know, I still think at the end of the day, you look at the Pacers, they like to get up and down. They play good defense, but they like to put a little pace to it. And I think the game is still going to be in the 100. And this is what upsets me about when you talk about NBA basketball. And so, well, the scoring's not there. Why don't we appreciate defense? Defense is a part of the game. You don't get mad when your best football team defensively shuts out a team. Oh, they did a great job. The defense was fantastic. It happens in basketball, too. So I think you just need to appreciate it. And what I like best about this series is, you know, of all these people who said analytics and shooting the three ball, that's kind of out the window with these two teams. You know, they're not big three-point shooter teams. They just want to get buckets. And that's the most important thing about basketball, getting buckets, and then on the other side of that, trying to stop people from getting buckets.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of pulling for Indiana, obviously, because Carlisle, who was here and won that championship in Dallas. You played against him. You know, I'm going to ask you a little bit about that in just a minute, but you played against him. What is it that Carlisle does well? Is it attention to detail? Does he have a deeper playbook? What is it that he does so well?
See, I'm glad you said it, because I was going to say, I ain't that old. I didn't play against him.
No. When he was coaching. Yeah, that's right.
I'm kidding. Yeah, but, you know, playing against him, he understands the game. That's one of the things that I love when an NBA franchise hires a former player. Not some guy who came out of a video room, and that's no dig at anybody who came out of a video room, because you know the guy down in my
Spoelstra
did a great job coaching that team, but he did have LeBron and D-Wade. Come on now. But anyway, it's like, and these guys understand situations. There's going to be things that no matter how you draw it up, they're not going to work. You can say, oh, it worked in practice. Yeah, it worked in practice because of the team's left. So you've got to be able to flip the script. You've got to be able to divert from the game plan. And to me, I think when you watch Carlisle, in each series, he did something different to go down the right path. And I think that's going to play a huge factor in this series, his coaching style and him understanding the pressure moments and being able to divert and take places to a win.
Adaptability, Kevin, would I always say there.
Absolutely.
We were talking with Jason Kidd yesterday, and he said a lot of people are going to join My Lonely Island, where we believe that big men still have a place in the NBA. Do you think the Mavs can bring back the bigs?
You know, it's here's the thing. The only reason the bigs are not in this game because people think threes are so important, and it's not. You know, it's about getting buckets. You think about the way when AD is more effective, because he's in Dallas, is when he's inside the paint. You know, he was in a stretch with the Lakers averaging 40 points. It wasn't because he was shooting threes. And it amazes me how, you know, guys now, they think, oh, well, shooting threes is the way to win. No, that was the way that the Golden State can win. Nobody else. If you look at the history of all the championships outside of Golden State, the teams that have won it haven't been, you know, these teams that shot a lot of threes. And think about it. The two teams in the finals right now don't shoot a lot of threes. It's about getting buckets. And if you got a big who can get you buckets like an AD, you know, that's the most efficient way to go. It's about, you know, efficiency of movement and doing things of that nature. And I think Golden State Splash Brothers. I know you have one on your team in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They kind of messed the game up. They tricked everybody thinking that's the way to win. But no, you forget, they were the best defensive team in the league when they won those championships.
Do you think you're qualified to answer that question, since I believe you've won about 20% of the all-time NBA championships?
I think I am. I think, you know, if you really do the studying of the game and you look at the teams who won it, you know, you go back, let's start with Denver. They didn't shoot a lot of threes. I know they got two guys on there that can shoot some threes, but it's about Jokic getting buckets and getting to the free throw line. And then you look at, you know, even, and I know I forgot about the Celtics, but as a former Laker, who really cares about the Celtics?
Yeah, right.
You look at the guy who won MVP for them was Brown.
Yep.
Not Tatum, who shot a lot of threes. It was Brown who won MVP, who getting to the bucket and scoring. So that's what I'm going to love about this series. That's what Jason needs to understand. You have a big now. You make AD get his big buck on the block and not shoot threes, and then you can be successful.
I really like this because it kind of leads me to this other question. This is actually, I wanted to ask you this as soon as I knew you were going to be on the show with us. I was watching the Game 7 documentary over the weekend, and it was the Mavs and the Spurs, and you were on that team. And Avery Johnson in that documentary kind of made it sound like it just took Dirk Nowitzki putting his head down and going to the basket to change everything. And I was fascinated by hearing Bruce Bowen and how much respect he had for Dirk's work ethic and what he was. I was kind of curious, when you saw Dirk's career arc, was that all it was? Was he just finally said, I'm going to be tough and I'm going to go to the basket?
I think he used his skill set to the best of his ability. If he needed to shoot a three, he would. If he'll get to the post and shoot his fadeaway, he would. It's about taking advantage of the opportunities. You got a bigger guy who's slower than you, you go around him. You got a smaller guy who's, you need to take him to the block. And that's what Dirk did. He analyzed the game and got to his sweet spots. You had to stop. In order to stop Dirk, number one, you had to make him play defense to kind of tire him out. And then you can let him get to the sweet spot. You had to agitate him, frustrate him. And then I think early on in his career, he would get very frustrated. As you get along, you mature. And you understand that people are going to try to get you off your game, and he understood that. And, you know, you go back to 2000 when they won their championship and they beat us, the Spurs. You think about it. The reason they beat us is because he went to the hole, Manu fouled him, he goes to the line, makes the free throw, and they beat us in overtime.
Yep.
You know, like that, it wasn't a three. It was about getting to the basket and getting buckets.
Man, thank you so much for the time. Real quick, your prediction for the NBA Finals?
I got OKC in 7, but I hope that I am rooting for the Pacers just because I love Carlisle. I like the way that system. I like the way they don't say, okay, one guy carries to the palm of the hand. So I'm rooting for the Pacers, but I think OKC in 7.
Awesome. Thanks to you. Thanks to Bet Online for making this happen. Really appreciate the time, good sir.
All right. Take care, guys.
There you go. Robert Horry right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, I mean, 7-time NBA champion. We didn't even get to dive into, of course, I believe it was TMZ Sports who asked him if he belongs in the Hall of Fame. And he's like, heck yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, I've already told you that he belongs in the Hall of Fame, Kevin. And I talked about that with him before. So there's something about him that I really enjoy. It's his energy. I like the way he sees the game, too. And again, like you just pointed out, dude has credentials. He's been on plenty of championship teams.
I did like that he goes, yeah, people don't like people who are happy. And I was like, man, yeah, I could see that. By the way, I meant to mention this to you yesterday because this brings together everything that people talk about with the Mavericks in the world. What do you think about the fact that the Lakers and the Mavs are set to play an exhibition game in Las Vegas? So, will Luka play for the Lakers because you traded him away? Will Cooper Flagg play in that exhibition game because you're going to draft him? I heard what you said, Robert Horry. He's got a point, though.
Uh-huh.
And because it's an exhibition and they're playing in Las Vegas. I think that the NBA loves bits. And after they gave the number one pick to the Mavericks, they're like, also, there's going to be an exhibition in Las Vegas.
You think that was an agreement all along? Or you think they just sat back for a minute and went, did you not see what just happened at the AAC?
A little bit.
Let's now make it even, let's poke them even more.
And now, mark that, and now they're going to have it in the place where people think inevitably the Dallas Mavericks are going to move. That's a good bit.
I won't watch. I've decided I won't watch this exhibition.
What if it's the first game Cooper Flagg plays?
I have to watch. And that's
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Unfortunate.
You folding on that so quickly.
Well, I mean, it's Cooper Flagg. I have to watch.
Sure.
Because I have to talk about it. You know, I can't just be like, oh, I looked at a box score from a friendly match. And
it's true. That'd be the ticket right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece. That's a saying right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I do believe it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, is this going to be the trend going forward in the NFL? We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just talk with Robert Ori. Don't forget, coming up at 12:30, Bruce Bochy. And tomorrow, G-Bag Nation Extravaganza at Tolbert Garage Doors in Mesquite.
How much fishing do you think Boach would be willing to talk about with me today? Because I have some fishing questions.
As long as your first question is, do you usually catch more fish than the Rangers get hits in a game?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to talk about that with him right now. I just want to take it easy, man. I just want...
Take a load off.
Right now, yeah.
All right.
Take a load off.
Here's my question. Is that what you would do to Jerry or Steven?
Probably too, yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
I just want him to be my friend, mostly.
You might want Boach to be your friend. I don't think you care as much
about be my best friend.
The other ones. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call, allegedly, the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well to answer the question of the day today. Plus, is this going to be a growing trend among star players in the NFL? I got some sound to run for you from one Saquon Barkley here in just a little bit that addresses something that we literally just talked about on Monday and we saw a couple years ago with Aaron Donald. I want to get to that in just a little bit, but I consult the National Day calendar, gentlemen, and there's some interesting holidays today. Today is National Hug Your Cat Day. So if your cat doesn't actually hate you like mine does, give it a hug. What else do we have? Clean Beauty Day.
I don't necessarily. I have a dog.
I know what you're doing. Stop it.
All right. Back to you, Alec.
Anyways, National Cognac Day.
Ooh.
Celebrate responsibly. But
is cognac viewed as one of the fancier liquors?
Yeah, and I think probably 95% of it is because of the name.
Strong.
Yeah. Yeah, because it just sounds fancy too. So I mean, Shannon Sharp has his own cognac. Like anybody can have their own now, you know. So it feels a lot fancier than it probably is to me. And there's probably some that you can see on the bottom of the shelf at the liquor store too. But you know, the fancy name.
Yeah.
That gets me every time.
I'm
a pawn to marketing sometimes. If you name something the right way, I'm gonna be intrigued more than the next item just because of the name.
Hey, I heard that last commercial break, and I am now against attorneys.
I found a bottle of cognac Cavassier for...
like the ladies, man?
$4,000.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap, yeah. That's a lot.
It's not all bottles cost that much. I'm just saying I just saw one on eBay. It's up for that right now.
Yeah, I can't do that. But what I can do is celebrate National Cheese Day. Today is National Cheese Day. So what is your favorite food that includes cheese?
Oh, man. See, because I was prepared to kind of respond with my favorite cheese. Let's see.
What is your favorite cheese, though?
It's the...
something that's pretty Gouda, I bet. Mm.
It's the white cheese that tastes gross but delicious.
Swiss?
No.
Lumberger?
No, dang it. Jess is usually there.
Parmesan?
Yes! That one!
Would you say it tastes gross, but it's delicious?
It tastes gross, but it's delicious.
I love Parmesan.
I know, it's delicious. So, like, at first, if you just, like, took a little nibble or, well, I don't want to say. If you tried it in other ways, you might be like, I don't know. But you eat it, it's delicious. If somebody else thinks it's a different white cheese, help me out. But I think it might be Parmesan. It could be something else, though.
Mozzarella?
No.
A little brie?
Reggiano?
No.
I don't know. I'm just making up things at this point.
But I know we talked about this the other day. It's the cheeseburger. I think the cheeseburger is tough to defeat.
Yeah, especially whenever it's a pico de gallo cheeseburger from Whataburger. Dude, they had pepper jack cheese on it.
Do you think that might bring you more today?
I hope so. Every day, I hope that Whataburger shows up and says, Corey, we were thinking about you. Every day. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
Munster cheese for sandwiches is what some people say. Listen.
Yes! 682, Asiago. That's it. I'm sorry, Corey. Asiago is my favorite cheese.
Didn't Subway have an Asiago roll? Like bread that they would put Asiago cheese and cook it on top of it and stuff like that. Yeah, but there was a time
when they
did that. The cheeseburger is, Kevin tried, it's undefeated. I've found myself loving cheeseburgers more of late. I don't know why. Like, I don't know what happened, but it's easily pizza.
I did kind of drop the ball with that.
Yeah, pizza is like, and it's most, I don't like just cheese pizza, though. I will tell you that. And I'll be honest, I don't love the stuffed crust cheese pizzas.
No.
Not just the cheese. You want to stuff it with some pepperoni, too? Yeah, stuff the pepperoni in there. That's fine. But
Can
I need
they just put mozzarella cheese sticks in
that's
there.
That's pretty much it.
Or
that is pretty much
string cheese, I guess.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And then the I need some meats on the pizza though. Maybe some bell peppers.
Yeah.
Hey, pizza's not pizza without cheese. That's just a fact. If you have a pizza without cheese, you just have bread with sauce on it.
Astounding statement there, Majors. Thank
fact.
You.
Back to you, Alec.
I told Carter yesterday, I was like, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Right?
Interesting. No wonder you're so brutal when it comes to my my physical traits.
I've stopped that.
Yeah, sure.
But I felt bad about saying your shortness was a thing.
Oh. There we go. The 940 says you gotta make sure you cut that cheeseburger diagonally.
That's a fact too, yeah. You cut it diagonally, you get more burger, and it tastes better.
There is no such thing as a diagonal cut in a circle.
I've been told, Kevin, studies say.
What studies?
That when you cut it diagonally, not only is it more burger and tastes better, but
that's what Jalen Smith said.
Studies say that it also reduces fat while also making more flavorful fatness to it. So
quick story.
It's healthier whenever you cut it diagonally.
Alec, if I can. That was this one of the most defeated moments I've had in radio when this Nimrod over here was talking about cutting a circle diagonally. And I was like, you just turn the plate then. And he just brought up Jalen Smith. We never met Jalen Smith ever. Never talked to Jalen Smith. He sat down with us in the tent at training camp. And Corey goes, but don't you just feel like, and he didn't skip a beat. And he goes, yeah, you really do. Like, it might not seem like it, but then you do it and you're like, that's more burger. And I was like, get the F out of here.
It's just like when Wyatt Langford was like, we don't make the rules about gravity. Yes.
I love when the players get in on the bits. Like, I love when they're just like, hey, like even Brandon Carr was kind of in on the bit. He just looked at me deadpan and goes, I don't cut my burger. And I was like, okay, all right, gotcha. Appreciate you, Brandon Carr. Hey. But John Daniels, when we asked John Daniels, John Daniels did do the Kevin, and he goes, like a circle? Like
yes!
a circle?
Correct!
And then he thought about it for a minute, and he's like, I got to figure out how this where he's going with this. And
he's also, John Daniels, also the person who told me to watch Money Heist.
Do you remember the
first two seasons of that show rule?
Do you remember the face that that Gavin Spittle made when I asked that question? He was like, what did I do bringing this guy into this meeting?
So... I don't know if we can pull this off, Alec, but I think a Peace-a-thon auction item should be spend a meeting with Corey, because at least once per meeting, he says something that he's obviously kidding, but like, I don't know, man. It is either not funny or it feels aggressive or you actually kind of wonder if he doesn't understand what's happening.
There's times.
He's great at fooling us, and it works sometimes. And it's actually amazing to just be a bystander to it. Because
let him know your next move.
Yeah, I'm not going to intervene. I'm just going to let you marinate in that, you know? And you got to think about what you did, because now everybody in the room is confused.
But do you think I think about what I did? Or do you think I just have forgotten about it and moved on to the next thing?
Yeah, you're already thinking about what's next. Yeah, that's a great point. From the 469, straight up, chips and queso.
Dude, I love chips and queso so much. Now, when it comes to queso, do you get the picadillo meat, the little ground beef put into it, or do you get the brisket if they offer the brisket inside of it? Like, I'm always one of those that's like, yeah, give me the Bob Armstrong dip, y'all. Give me the sour cream, the guacamole, the pico de gallo, the ground beef. Put it all in there and just make it even better.
Yeah, because... I mean, straight up queso from some places can almost be like overwhelming because it is so cheesy. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you kind of dilute it with a little bit of savory stuff, throw that brisket in there, man.
Oh, man.
Brisket makes everything better, if we're being totally honest. Like,
agreed.
I mean, you can put it on top of a burger. You can put it in a sandwich, whatever you want to do. It's amazing. I dare you to find something it won't work with. 877-881-1053, your favorite cheese-related foods. We got a whole list from the 972, pizza, tacos, nachos, and hamburgers. You know what I found at HEB when we were shopping for...
Mike.
I think it was... Yeah, that's true. Shout out to Mansfield for putting one of those there. It's amazing. We were shopping for Memorial Day the other week and getting some food to grill and stuff. They have specific HEB-branded cheese that is cut into circles for burgers. I'm like, that's amazing. Why have I not seen this anywhere else?
I used to see that with provolone. Provolone was always cut in a circle, but everything else is a square.
Exactly.
Two triangles, if you will.
It's like, what the point? What is the point here?
Good point.
What are we trying to do? Because I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that stuff, so when I'm grilling up the burgers on the Blackstone, if I put the cheese slightly off-centered, I'm like, that's a ruined burger.
Yeah, throw it out.
Yeah, I screwed up. You know, I'm not good enough for this stuff. I'm not cut out for it, if you will. So cut out the cheese, make it circular, and it was amazing. It's like, it didn't change the flavor profile whatsoever. It just was oddly satisfying that it covered up the exact surface area of the burger. Shout out HEB for, you know, doing things right. I'm seeing a lot of mozzarella sticks, and I couldn't agree more.
Mozzarella sticks are delicious.
Where is the best mozzarella stick, though?
Anywhere.
Okay, that's a great point.
I don't think I've had... like a really bad mozzarella stick.
Here's my thing, though. How do you eat your mozzarella stick? You string cheese it? Yeah. Oh, hold on. No, I'm thinking of the string cheese. My bad.
Yes,
my bad.
The string cheese, I have to bite off the top and the bottom. And then
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I will peel it apart.
Lucy bites into the middle of the string cheese.
Yes! That's what you do with Kit Kats, and you send me that picture, and it drives me insane.
She does that, too, and, like, it drives me nuts, too, man, when she does that. And I'm like, Lucy, stop that. And she's like, what? And then she's like, it's so innocent of a, what are you talking about, that I don't want to ruin it. But, yeah, mozzarella cheese sticks. You ever almost died from one?
What?
No.
Where you took a bite and drew the cheese out, but you didn't bite it off yet, and so it just went down the throat, and now there's this string of cheese just coming out of your mouth, and it goes connected to a mozzarella stick, and you're like, but it tastes so good, I want to eat more, but I might die, and then you have to pull it back out. Nobody?
Okay.
I think you're alone in this.
You're not.
What?
You know what I mean, then? Like, that one piece went down the throat, and then there's a string that's connected to the mozzarella stick in your hand.
Okay, Alec, and listeners at home, I'm going to warn you. If you're eating right now, just turn the dial down for just a second.
I think I might be a little afraid of this story.
This is your own fault. Mozzarella stick, if it's just the cheese, that works. But also, a really long spaghetti noodle. Have you ever done the thing where you pull it back out?
Of your nose or whatever? I've seen people
throat.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, it's going down there, but there's still some right out in the open, and you're just like, boop, 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 boop.
From the 817.
Yoink.
Not going to lie, that's happened to me. From the 817 also, the exact same thing happened to me in third grade at Applebee's. From the 940, that's happened to me. I almost choked. I'm telling you, be careful whenever you're eating mozzarella sticks. You bite that sucker off.
Death trap, Alec.
How have I never experienced this?
Don't eat as fast as a large man like myself.
No, trust me. I eat at an unreasonable pace, but I've
never
experienced.
Yeah, you and Chiafalo piss me off.
I like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it runs in the family, trust me. But there's a lot of people that have experienced this. This is concerning. This is really concerning.
See? It's terrifying.
I did see a lot of people say Sonic for the mozzarella sticks, which I agree. They're underrated.
Dude, those actually are very good.
They're actually really good.
They give you a lot, too.
Yes, it's actually a really good value. Pluckers from the 214, of course, experienced that on draft night. They are amazing. And someone said a Baconator cut diagonally from Wendy's is the best cheeseburger.
Baconator is delicious.
And guess what, Kevin? It's a square patty.
so I can see.
You know what was funny? Kevin told me this story a long time ago. He said he knew he was in trouble with the Baconator when they handed him the bag and his hand dropped a little bit because he didn't expect it to be as heavy as it was.
And I was like, man, maybe I should not have ordered this sandwich because it like... my arm dropped and I was like, oh no, this sandwich is too heavy.
Huh.
Yes, that was freaking delicious.
That sounds like a great problem to have. And speaking of that,
don't order two of them though.
Oh no, never. I don't think I can handle that much protein. Saquon Barkley was on Chris Long's podcast. Saquon Barkley was on Chris Long's podcast as Kevin is talking into my ear as I'm trying to speak and making some awful jokes.
That was too inappropriate.
Yeah,
I'm not sorry.
I can't even repeat that. On the Green Light podcast, and he was asked if he's thought about retirement at all. And remember, Frank Ragnow, earlier this week, retired out of nowhere, not even 30, injury-free for the most part. Saquon Barkley has a take on when he's going to retire as well.
I'll probably be one of those guys that it'll be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
You know what I like about that? He had a little bit of a brag on himself there, too.
Yeah.
He was like, I might still be balling in 4 years when I'm 32, and I'll retire out of nowhere.
Like, I'm pretty much like Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
But
I mean, his season was incredible.
You also can say that when you have the money to do it.
True.
Aaron Donald, like, have you seen the video of him? And he's just like, I didn't play football for this. I played it because I knew I could make some money at it. It was my side thing that I was just really good at. I like these other things.
I happen to be good at this. May as well make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And that raises the question for me, are a lot of, you know, high-end players in the NFL going to say, I'm healthy, I'm on top of the mountain, let's go ahead and ride off into the sunset, I'm rich, I'm healthy, I got a happy family, you know, may as well.
Excellent edition of AM on the FM, and I already regret what I said to him in his ear.
Why do you?
I agree. I regretted it when you said it.
Because it was an Ed Warder thing to say. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We
coming
need to
up
just
next.
Explain that to some of the new Tolos one
it's
day.
It's time. Well, you can play the audio on the other side as long as it's edited. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. What did Corey say about that? Also, will any of these big name quarterbacks be benched at all this season? Next on The Fan.
Wilson steps up, spin around. Wilson avoids it. Wilson looks, a floater, intercepted. Marlon Humphrey, turnover, Pittsburgh.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. Now, I know we normally go to the Corey news desk for news, but right now let's go to the Alec info desk for news. No.
Let's see. The Phoenix Suns are hiring Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott as the franchise's next head coach, according to Shams Charania.
Okay. Good note right there.
No Sean Sweeney.
Make apple juice? That's Mott's, Kevin.
No.
I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, either. That was a tough one.
Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip
it. And rip it.
Now, not trying to irritate Stephen Jones or anybody else, but in case you were curious, that question that did get asked to Stephen Jones about Micah, and he's like, you have to ask Micah. Micah did respond about being at mandatory minicamp on Twitter. He said, I will be there. I haven't missed a minicamp in 4 years. Even though the contract is not done, I have teammates in a playbook. I'm preparing as if I will be on the field the first week of camp, but then it's in the owner's hands. I'm ready to win a Super Bowl.
All right.
I like it.
But then it's in the owner's hands. The owner pretty much is going to slide the deal across the table and say, why do we wait so long, guys?
Yeah. We're going to give you everything you want.
Obviously, Steven didn't want to answer that question. Let's get it done now then, so we don't have to have another conversation about it.
Look, I also wouldn't want. Because what are you supposed to say? Yeah, we're not going to sign him. And then in training camp, if he doesn't show up, we'll give him everything that he wanted to begin with.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Like kind of like what's going on with the kid from Duke.
That's right, with the kid from Duke. All right, let's go to Bijan Robinson.
Deal.
Bijan Robinson said he is hoping to emulate Saquon Barkley's explosiveness and impact in the 2025 season. Now, last year, he rushed for 1,456 yards, and he talked about Saquon's season. He goes, we all want it. We're all looking for that Saquon type of season when it comes to explosiveness, and he's been working on it a lot this season. Should people be scared by Bijan Robinson? Or encouraged if you're maybe a fantasy football player?
Yeah, last year was a little unique, and you probably could have expected it with no more Arthur Smith.
Slowing him down.
But Arthur Smith, it was interesting. Arthur Smith slowed him down in ways where you were just like, he's not playing today, or he's not getting any touches. And then there are other days where he's like, he's getting every touch. And then last year was like, okay, let's see what the rest of our offense is made of. And so it took a while for Robinson to really ramp back up to what he was. But I mean, I'll probably end up, if I'm high in the draft order in fantasy, I will probably draft him because he's one of those guys that I feel like gives you numbers.
Okay. Let's go from that to, do you believe this? Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, said, this is going to be the best season of Myles Garrett's career. Now, he is coming off winning Defensive Player of the Year in 2023, All-Pro in four of his last five seasons. Do you believe this could be Myles Garrett's best season ever?
Dude, I pretty much believe anything about Myles Garrett.
He's really awesome.
When that picture of him in Tokyo saying, I need to get a house here ASAP, he looks giant. And there aren't any people there standing around him. It's just him looking tall and huge and gigantic. And it's terrifying. So, yeah, I think that he could absolutely go out there and dominate again this year and have the best season of his career. But doesn't mean that Cleveland's going to be any good.
That's fair.
Facts.
Now, I want to ask you about these quarterbacks. Could you see a scenario in which these quarterbacks are benched this season? Not, they didn't lose their job because of injuries or whatever. They get benched. Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Ouch. 3 years, $100 million. That would hurt.
I mean, but if he's not good.
Yeah. This one, it's not even happened yet, but Aaron Rodgers. Could Aaron Rodgers get benched on the Steelers? We'll go with the Steelers for now.
Did he get benched last year with the Jets at all? Was it, I think he was like removed from a game late, but I don't think he was ever really benched. So I just don't think so. If he was with a team, I think they're bringing him in and they think they're just going to stick it out with him. And he's that guy too, that you'll be like, okay, you get one more chance. You don't say it to him. You're just like, last week was a bad game. You got one more shot to prove it to him. And then he does it. And then you're like, oh, well, crap. And then the next week, he's bad again.
Tua.
I do think that this is a year that that could happen.
Okay.
I think that this is one of those like, but, and they have a couple of different unique names that they drafted. Not that I'm saying Quinn Ewers is a stud or anything, but they have some other people that I think people in Miami might start hollering for.
And the person I think most likely on this list, Russell Wilson.
For Jameis?
Or
I think Jackson Dart's going to start at some point this year for sure. And I think it's going to be early. And I think he's going to have a couple wins under his belt by the end of the year.
And I did see a list that included Dak that I thought was absurd.
No.
You can't see any scenario in which he gets benched, right?
No.
Yeah, I can't.
They're doing everything. They're like, look, we paid you this money. You're going out there to play. Plain and simple. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. All right. Wanted to mention a kind of shout out. Jim Marshall passed away before Brett Favre came along. He was the owner of the longest games played consecutively streak in the NFL at 282, and he was a defensive end.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I'm not saying, like, obviously quarterback is an exceedingly difficult position to play, but at times, nowhere near as physical as other positions on the field, and I would say defensive end is probably one of those positions.
No, absolutely. I agree with you there.
He passed away at the age of 87. Even then, he's like, I'm tough as hell. I played all the NFL games, and I will live a really long time. Couple of Cowboys notes for you. The Solomon Thomas Youth Football Camp is happening this weekend. By the way, it's free. It's going to be Saturday at Buddy Eccles Field in Coppell from 9 a.m. to noon. It's open to more than 300 kids. They're going to do fundamental skills training, teamwork, all that good stuff. And then alongside Solomon, there'll be other NFL players and coaches.
Okay, you brought up the Cowboys. Do you have any new updated information on Micah?
Oh, and is there even more?
No, I was just asking if you had any new.
No.
You brought the Cowboys up. I think we have to ask about Micah whenever you bring up the Cowboys.
Will you accept Trayvon Diggs' information?
I will. Although it is interesting, he was asked about Diggs and he cut it off and was like, I'm not talking about Micah anymore.
And you're like, but I didn't.
All right.
So Todd Archer brought this up. Shereen Williams has now mentioned it as well. Is there is a stipulation in Trayvon Diggs' contract that he must take part in, and I'm not kidding, 84.375% of the off-season program, which I'm sure they broke that down under the number of off-season days they have, and they're like, you have to be here this many of those days, and it probably came out to $84.375 million. Stephen Jones said he expects Diggs at the Star next week, but he is doing his rehab not at the team facility. If he fails to hit this goal, it could cost him $500,000.
Really?
If you have that much money, is it worth it to rehab how you like, or do you think this is part of the seemingly brewing schism over the way he rehabs?
I think that he's going to rehab the way he wants to rehab. That's just my feeling and thought based on some things that I've heard, but he also did release a video that was like, hey, look what I've been through shortly after the Cowboys had made comments about his rehab. So
he was listening.
Yeah. No, I think he hears everything too.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
He just heard that.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to try to put all of these things together. In honor of Luca, what part of traffic bothers you the most?
What?
But also, what is your interest level in the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final? Lot packed into one segment next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.